Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Peace. I hate the word. I got trust the funk. I got one leg, you're gonna fucking kick it. Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolves, man. Luigi Mario!
Hello and welcome to this mini episode of Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, where we take one YouTube clip featuring an interview with actor John Leguizamo and discuss it for 15 to 20 minutes. I am one of the members of Mission Zach, not Mish, not And, but Zach. You might know me from the full episodes of Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, where we go for more than 15 minutes and really only have about 15 minutes of quality. I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Mish Witrup, who you might know from...
You probably don't know me yet, but you're going to know me from Mission Zach's Leguizamarama mini episodes, I reckon.
I think this is going to be the thing that cuts through.
This is it. This is it. This
because
is the thing.
We've been getting a lot of requests, a lot of people writing in the DM saying... why are you doing all these middling movies? And I was expecting a lot of people going, do Moulin Rouge, do Romeo and Juliet, do more John Wicks. But what we're actually getting is, what about that interview with Kelly Ripa?
Yeah.
What about the interview
I don't know if you know this, but John Leguizamo did an interview with Wendy Williams. I don't want to hear about Die Hard 2. I don't want to hear
He's
about...
He's hardly in it.
He's not even in it that much. I don't want to hear about John Wick. What I want to hear about is Wendy Williams.
That's
And
who...
that time he sat down with her for 5 minutes before they were quickly told to wrap up. Because they had a musical guest that cost more money.
If my explanation was not clear enough, although I think it was, for the month of January-ish, around that time, we are doing mini episodes because we all just want to sit down, have our Christmas turkey or tofurkey, just chill out, enjoy the Boxing Day cricket and keep it chill. So we're doing mini episodes, and instead of his big movies, we thought we would drag this project out a little longer and talk about YouTube clips.
Beautiful.
Do we want to just launch in?
I reckon so.
Because we've got to get to it.
I mean, if this was a regular episode, I would probably go on a bit of a rant about how shit tofurkey is and how it's bullshit. I could do that, but we're professionals now making mini episodes.
Here's my question to you, though, Mish, about mini episodes. My question is this.
Yes.
If we were... to launch right into it, right? We've agreed on 15 to 20 for the length of these mini episodes. Is there really enough material to talk for, you know, 15 minutes about this Wendy Williams interview? Or could we have a 3 or 4 minute conversation about tofurkey, create the feeling of a full episode?
That's true.
You know, instead of half an hour on tofurkey, we do 5 minutes on tofurkey.
Zach, anyone who knows us or who listens to us knows that we could talk about tofurkey. But I think it's a right challenge for people to be like, you reckon that could talk about John Leguizamo for 20 minutes?
Collectively, though, here's what I'm going to say. Collectively, we are going to talk about John Leguizamo just plenty over the next...
You reckon so?
Yeah, I reckon if we spend 5 minutes talking about tofurkey...
Okay.
And, like, in 3 years' time when we wrap up this project, except for the stray film he does...
Yes.
So I don't see this project as ever ending.
Oh, it will never end. Since we've been in lockdown, he's already made 3 other things...
He just keeps making them.
He just keeps making them. Stop making them. I'm over it. I'm over it. He's so hard working and busy. Why couldn't we do a lazy cunt? Why couldn't we start a podcast about a lazy cunt? It's like one of the most hardworking actors in Hollywood.
We could have done a Terrence Malick podcast, be done in a couple of months. He took 20 years off between his first and second film, for context.
Yeah. No, I knew that.
Well, yeah, but maybe our listener didn't.
That's okay, yeah, for no fair point.
I don't want to make assumptions. We're a broad church.
Okay, so tofurkey. I am a vegan, so most people would. If you are a long time Mission Zach fan and you've been listening since recap days, you'll know that I am a vegan. I am not opposed to a fake meat. I can enjoy a fake meat, but a fake roast is next level fake.
Yeah,
it's next level fake. It's kind of like a hard paste. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've never had tofurkey, but I mean, I get the impression it's one of the earliest fake meats.
Yes.
So I give them credit for starting the journey.
Well, just kind of like how a hot dog isn't really meat. It's like this weird blendy thing. So it's like, well, we could probably get away with doing a blendy meat thing with no meat and maybe try and palm it off as meaty. And that's what tofurkey roasts are. I brought one to Christmas a few years ago because my sister refused to have a lack of meat at Christmas. And I was like, that's fair. So the main for them was meat. So I was like, I'm going to get one of those fake roasts. It's fucking gross. Like, they are really disgusting. Christmas for me is mostly roast veggies.
Roast veggies.
And tears.
Roast veggies, tears. Well, I'm not a vegan, and I'll often have a roast veggie dinner. Like, roast veggie is enough. Also, you know, I'm very intrigued by nut loaves. I reckon you could make a great nut loaf.
I'm not a fan. Of a nut loaf.
I imagine there's a lot of bad nut loaves.
Well, see, I prefer to just eat vegetable matter. There is this really excellent restaurant. Anyone who lives in Melbourne, head to Madame K on Brunswick Street. It's marketed as vegetarian, but everything in there is vegan. And they do a fake beef. And usually I fucking hate vegan beef. But their fake beef is mushroom-based.
Yeah.
And it's fucking on point, mate. And it's like once you've had that, it's really hard to eat a tofurkey loaf.
I don't know. I made it and then, like, spread it. Did you ever have, and maybe you've had it at the thing, Smith and Deli's mushroom pate?
Yes.
I made that once.
You made it for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
So good.
So that kind of flavour profile, a bit more solid in like a loaf, in a roast, I think could be really nice. Also, I think you can make stuffing without meat. So if you did like 100%. A roast chicken dinner with stuffing, I think that would be fun. But just try and replace the meat.
No, that's it. Like, just get a couple of oyster mushrooms, right? Slice them fairly thin, and then fry them in olive oil, right? Don't keep moving them around the pan. Just sit in there, fry them. Flip them, and they'll be, like, real crunchy. Add a bit of soy sauce, just a little bit. You don't need much. A little bit of soy sauce. They go fucking crispy and salty, and it is so good. I'm not saying it tastes like meat, but it tastes like good.
Yeah, it tastes. It hits the spot.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
The secret ingredient, and I discovered it because of the Smith and Daughters cookbook, porcini powder.
Oh, so good.
Like that, like a quarter teaspoon of porcini powder. I just bought some dried porcinis, zhuzhed them up. It was expensive, but I haven't had to rebuy it.
Mm.
But a quarter teaspoon of porcini powder in anything gives it the meaty funk.
Yes, the meaty funk.
It's like it blew my mind.
If we paid Tom more for his services, at that point we could have had him make a song called The Meaty Funk.
Yeah, we already underpay him just for the edit.
Yeah, this is true. Tom, if you're listening, feel free to insert some meaty funk.
A bong bong bong. See, he doesn't have to. I can do it with my mouth. Bong 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 bong. The meaty funk. Bong 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 bong. Meaty funk. Bong 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 bong. Porcini. Bong bong bong.
Oh, very good. I mean, people who say they don't like mushrooms, it's not that they don't like, it's not like they're like, I hate porcini powder. What they hate is button mushrooms cut in half and put in a stew.
I feel them as well. I think.
Yeah,
I
there's a very, very particular way to cook mushrooms. When I went vegan, I wasn't the biggest mushroom fan, but I've learnt to love mushrooms because of the different ways in which you can cook a mushroom.
Mm.
And
I would like Brussels sprouts in that they're often cooked poorly.
How good is a good Brussels sprout? I think Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. Even as kids, I would have loved the taste of Brussels sprouts, but it's just really uncool to like Brussels sprouts.
It's also like the if you overcook them and steam them, they're disgusting.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Should we talk about Wendy Williams?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so the first YouTube clip that we are watching is titled Ghetto Clown John Leguizamo, The Wendy Williams Show, and it's on the YouTube channel The Wendy Williams Show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my blurb.
Yeah, I love this. I pushed for these because I thought this would be the funniest.
So this blurb is about as long as the clip. On November 6th, 2015... John you fucking pushed for this, cunt.
No, I love it. This is exactly what I wanted. This is better than I could have imagined.
On November 6th, 2015, John Leguizamo put on an orange cap with some sort of sporting logo on it and joined Wendy Williams on her show, The Wendy Williams Show, episode 40 of her eighth season, I think. They discuss his Broadway play turned graphic novel Ghetto Clown and his childhood in Queens, New York. He also discusses his wife, who is always right, and his kids that he loves very much. Wendy flirts with John lots, saying that although he is short, it doesn't matter when you lie down, suggesting that their sex would be normal and not affected by their height difference.
That's it.
That's it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Sexy, sexy, sexy interview. Because I think Oprah can be like more charged than people realized, right? Ellen is for Ellen's fault. Ellen is much drier and much sharper and much funnier than I think people realize.
Yes,
you know, when people are mourning TV, there's a sort of dismissal. And what I've got to say is Wendy Williams is much hornier.
Oh, she's so horny.
And so are Housewives. That audience were loving. Horny for John.
Yes. It was a very, very horny, horny interview. I think there's something I really like about Wendy Williams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is something about Wendy Williams as a human being that I find very funny. And I'm almost willing to bet a good amount of money that Wendy will never listen to this.
Okay, yes, yeah.
She's not my favourite interviewer. I don't think she's a great interviewer.
No, I can point to people I know. I can point to people I've seen. I don't think there's – I think there's a big difference. This is so funny how much we're digging it. I think there's a big difference between a good interviewer and a good an interview, like morning television and tonight shows, right? Those are hardly interviews. They're almost like little performance pieces that are run by the host.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and a good interviewer, I talk about Johnny Carson a lot.
Oh, no, but Johnny Carson is the perfect example.
I love watching old clips of Johnny Carson. And Letterman's a great example, actually, because Letterman is a bad interviewer.
Yes, Letterman is not a good interviewer.
Bad interviewer. I think he's a lot better now that he's doing this Netflix show, but he still slips in and out of bad interviewing.
Yes.
Right? But when he was on the late, like, when he was doing Letterman, he was a bad interviewer. But what he did well was if it was Robin Williams, I think we've talked about this.
I'm almost positive we haven't talked about John Leguizamo's interview with Wendy Williams.
No, but I feel like I've talked about David Letterman. I've done so many fucking podcasts. David Letterman, right, when he is interviewing Robin Williams, he sits back. He hardly does anything. He just kind of feeds him.
Yep.
But then when he does, like, the interview with Joaquin Phoenix, when Joaquin Phoenix was making that mockumentary.
Yes.
He, like, starts to drive it. He starts to mock him. If someone's boring, Letterman does the work. If it's someone's interesting, he steps back.
Yep.
And that's, like, where Letterman is great, because it's like, and I think Wendy Williams is the same. Not a good interviewer, but she knows what her audience wants, and they want out of their mundane existence.
Oh, 100%. But also, like, I don't know if it's that she's just incredibly attracted to John Leguizamo, and who can blame her, despite the fact that this is very much Dad Guizamo.
Well, I think you could say for that sort of setting, for that sort of world, because of the fact that that's Dad Guizamo.
Yeah, if we did a poll with Wendy Williams' audience and said, which one would you prefer to fuck, Miami Vice Guizamo, so baby legs, sexy Luigi, or Dad Guizamo, you'd be hitting the 95% towards the Dad Guizamo.
Yeah, I think they're really, because there's something about, like, him going, you know, I like to keep it interesting with my wife.
Yeah.
I like to keep it spicy. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand the challenges of having a teenage daughter, but hey, let's stop talking about that.
Yeah.
Let's make sweet love.
Yeah.
Because I'm an urban gentleman. I'm sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sensitive because I'm an actor. But here's the thing. I've lived a life and I lost my virginity at 14, so I've got practice.
And I will fuck you.
And I will... he fucks. Like, John...
John fucks.
John fucks.
If you don't... if you had any point in your life doubted that John Leguizamo might not fuck, John fucks.
And I can say, having done the research to try and find these interviews, you know, Mish usually runs the choice of movie and stuff, but I was like, you know what, Mish, I'm feeling it, I'll do it. There, like, man, he talks about fucking a lot.
So much. Zach, I just thought maybe, you were just, like, in a, like, a bit of a horny mood, because you're like, here are the clips. I'm like, there's just a lot about him liking to fuck.
I'm telling you, that's when he hits his stride. He comes on interviews, he's like, fine, and then they're like, hey, you like to fuck? And he's like, yes, I
love
do.
To fuck.
Here's
Wendy.
The thing. Here's the thing.
But Wendy likes to fuck too.
Oh, my God. The
So you've got two people in the same room who like to fuck, who aren't going to fuck, because he also was saying how much he loves his wife and he's never cheated on his wife, he doesn't cheat, wouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. You've got two people in the room who like to fuck, one where almost positive is attracted to the other, being Wendy towards John, and then talking about fucking. That's electricity.
It. And then you've
I mean, the obvious sexual tension between you and me, we can understand. We
but
get it.
Let's not deny, we've got people that are free during the day to watch Wendy Williams, people that are free to go to see Wendy Williams' live show.
Yes.
I don't want to make assumptions about those women, but I think society, I'm going to guess society has built structures around them that they don't fuck nearly as much as they want to.
As they want to, true.
They don't talk about fucking as much as they want to, because I think that everyone wants to do nasty fucks. Most people want to do nasty fucks, and Wendy Williams' audience, I think, are probably one of the most extreme in the separation between how little they fuck and how, like...
100%.
Pressed down it is, to how nasty they want to fuck.
Yes, so I would... Yes, 100%. Wendy Williams' audience wants to fuck. Oprah's audience wants to make love.
Mm-hmm.
Letterman's audience don't know what sex is.
Yeah.
Also, just to wrap this up, because I think we're about to hit our 20 minutes.
Oh, we're good.
We're doing all right. Can I just say I got a tattoo today?
Yeah, great.
And for anyone out there who's gotten a tattoo, I don't know if you can relate or not, but for the rest of the day now, I'm a bit lightheaded and a little bit horny.
That's fantastic.
Is
it a little bit of a pain thing, Mish?
No, I don't know what it is. Like, the first tattoo, so I've got two tattoos now.
Okay, yeah.
Can I just say,
because we're banking these, right? We're doing all three. We're doing three mini episodes, and we're doing them all at once. I love the idea that you just said, look, we're about to hit 20. Maybe let's wrap it up. So here's a new piece of information.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just trying to say that, like, I'm enjoying talking about Wendy Williams and her fucks. Audience who likes to fuck. And I'm just going to say, for someone who doesn't have tattoos, being Zachary Ruane, I'm letting you know.
I hope to have tattoos.
I think you will. And just be prepared. You will be horny. The first tattoo I ever got was in June, which was this weird 3-week. So obviously we're recording this in 2020. It was this weird 3-week period between Melbourne lockdowns, and I managed to get myself a tattoo. And I'd never had one before. And my partner came and picked me up from the tattoo place. And I tell you what, son, he fell in love with me that night.
Wow. So is it a pain thing?
I don't know. I think it's like it's just very it's just a sexy thing.
It's primal, I guess.
Yeah, and it's not like I was like I was I had a woody or anything. I wasn't like fucking hard. I was just like, I'm a bit horny.
Yeah, right. Wow,
I'm
that's
horny.
Fascinating.
It made me horny.
That's a fascinating thing, and if I ever get a tattoo, I'll let you know if it makes me horny.
Thanks. Would you tell me on podcast?
Yeah,
cool. Great. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know if what I say is right to tell a whole bunch of people.
I think
but
it's
putting
fine.
It out there, if you guys
people.
Have got tattoos, did it make you horny?
Did it make you horny? Let us know. That's great. Mm. Hey, this is the end of our first ever mini episode.
We did great.
I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this.
What did we learn?
How to get to the point.
Yep.
That's it.
I wonder if...
Actually, no, we didn't get to the point. We just did an hour podcast talking faster.
Yes, that's exactly right.
We hit every...
So what did we cover? We covered tofurkies. Mm-hmm. We covered fucking. Mm-hmm. John Leguizamo. We discovered that about John.
He loves to fuck.
Loves to fuck.
And then we brought up the tattoo thing. Mm. I think that's a really great set of conversation starters. Maybe you have those conversations with your friends, you know. Call them up, say, hey, do you love to fuck? next week, I'm going to be talking to you. I think we're doing the Kelly Ripper interview from Kelly and Ryan. Unfortunately, we don't have any interviews, but I have a theory, Mish, and I'll talk to you next week about it, which is that I think there is a gap. There's a missing link between Sexy Luigi and Dad Guizamo. And I'd like to talk about that with you next week.
Oh, my God, what a cliffhanger. Well done.
Thank you. See you all next week.
Happy fucking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.